I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. As evidence mounts of brain injuries in professional American football players, new research suggests that even soccer, the lower impact game the rest of the world calls football, may be hard on the brain as well. John Hardy is a neuroscience professor at University College in London. He says your brain has the consistency of a firm pudding.
But your blood vessels are just a little bit tougher, and so if you do a rapid rotation, they act like little cheese wires and do bits of damage around them.
The cumulative effects of that damage have been linked to dementia in boxers, American football players, and hockey players, to name a few. In world football, which Americans call soccer, players don't typically get hit as hard, says Helen Ling, Hardy's academic colleague in London.
But the key thing in football is that players are exposed to lower impact but very high number of blows to the head.
According to one study, professionals may hit the ball with their heads thousands of times over their careers, and that doesn't include practice drills. But it's not clear if that's enough to do serious damage. Ling says there have been only a few studies of brain injury in soccer players.
But all these studies results are very contradictory. So some positive results showing that there are damages to the brain, and the others don't.
In a new study in the journal Acta Neuropathologica, Ling and colleagues examined the brains of a handful of longtime soccer players who had dementia when they died. All showed signs of damage. Four had chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a type of repetitive injury linked with declining brain function. It's concerning, but Hardy adds it does not mean every soccer player will develop dementia.
The people we've studied, these are people who were professional footballers who played football probably every day of their lives for 25 to 30 years, probably many hours a day. This is very different from a casual weekend player or a school player. It's just a different order of magnitude of contact.
And research on the risk of dementia from sports injuries is still in the early stages, adds Boston University brain disease expert Tor Steen.
Soccer is even further behind than American football in terms of trying to figure out what is the risk. And I think we don't know. We can't answer that with this kind of study.
Ling hopes her study will spark more research, starting with figuring out how common dementia is among football players as they age. After all, she says, playing soccer has clear health and social benefits. British soccer associations have pledged to back more studies on the subject. There is the positive side of the sport for families who fled war-torn countries and refugee camps for a better life in the United States.
There you go!
Hey,
the kids that came with these families needed something to help them learn English and integrate into American society. And with help from the community, refugee kids with little or no financial resources have a chance to play soccer on a very special team in Phoenix, Arizona. It's usually hot in the evenings, and on a lot of nights in the American Southwest, dozens of kids take to the field, like Win Labar, whose family came to Arizona after fleeing persecution in Myanmar.
Their background is kind of the same as mine, that we're all refugees.
Win Labar and his teammates play for the North Phoenix Christian Soccer Club. It's full of young people whose families fled to the United States in search of a better life.
I love it here because, you know, I got a better chance to get a better education and I get to play more soccer without worrying about gunshot or things.
Also playing is Zera Dukum from Gabon.
We all come from different countries, we learn from each other.
For Zera, the American voyage began after losing her dad to illness in 2009.
And then my mom was like, yes, we have to come to America because there's a lot of opportunity.
Still, both Wynn and Zera say the transition to life in the United States hasn't been easy.
When I go to school and when I meet new people, like, first place, like, they don't really have respect for me.
English wasn't my language. For me to talk, to communicate with people, It was pretty hard.
And that's where the soccer club comes into play. Alondra Ruiz is the registrar for the North Phoenix Christian Soccer Club.
We will never decline a kid or tell him he can't play because of the lack of not paying.
The club loans kids shoes and pays for their registration fees and even provides transportation. That comes to about $30,000 a year. It's paid for by a few outside donors and the club's president, Miles Grunewald.
If we don't pick them up, they don't get here. It's about a two-hour pickup, and it's something that we want to do and that we do.
Without a ride, many of these kids would not be able to participate in an activity they say shapes their lives.
The soccer club is very important to me. It helped me adapt to this world.
Their time in the club is limited. 18 is the cutoff age for most players. But the values of youth sports like social skills and teamwork will likely follow these foreign-born footballers into their new lives as soccer-playing Americans. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.